If someone near you collapsed right now, would you be able to perform CPR? How about open heart surgery? This example is used by Heather Williams, a substance abuse specialist at Cape Girardeau's Community Counseling Center, as she begins training a new group of mental health first aid students. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University, and I recently became one of the 1 million people who have completed a mental health first aid course. Dr. Anthony F. Jorm and his wife, Betty A. Kitchener, came up with the idea of a first aid course that would focus on mental health, just as the Red Cross first aid courses focus on physical health. People who perform CPR or stop bleeding aren't expected to be able to provide more advanced treatment, and people who recognize signs of depression in a colleague aren't expected to be able to provide extensive counseling. Both types of first aid are meant to save lives and get people who need help to professionals. Participants in mental health first aid courses learn how to help a person who may be experiencing a mental health-related crisis or problem by assessing for risk of suicide or harm, listening non-judgmentally, giving reassurance and information, encouraging professional help, and encouraging self-help and support strategies. For more information on mental health first aid and to find a course happening near you, visit krcu.org.